Be'ezrat Hashem, we begin Perek Chamisha, also the 15th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Ma'aser Karbonos, and the laws of the activities related to Karbonos in the Seif Avodah, which we continue in the previous Perek discussing that of Nedarim and Nedavos, which are brought upon by a person's words, and that we discussed regarding what a person means when he makes a Neder, when he makes a Nedava, when he changes his words, and all those applications. The Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding if someone sanctifies the mother and the baby with different sanctifications. As the Rambam begins, Halacha Aleph Ha'emer, if someone says, V'lo d'shal zu'ayla, the child of this animal should be a totally burnt sacrifice, V'hi shlamim, and the mother should be a carbon shlam, a peace offering. So essentially he's taking a unsanctified pregnant animal and saying that the child should be a different sanctity than the mother. So Dvarv Kuyamim, so his words are valid because since before he sanctified the mother, he first sanctified the child, so that sanctified the uber with one sanctity, and then sanctified the mother with a different sanctity. Now, let's say, however, he says, Hishlam uvlad ayla. Let's say he says that the mother should be a shlamim and the child should be an ayla. So here it depends. In the kach niskav, if that was always his intention, so then Dvarav Kuyamim said his words are valid. In other words, if he said at the time when he said the mother should be a shlamim, his intention was only for the mother, but the child he had intention to make it something else out of an oila, so then his words are valid because you just can't say both things at the same time, but from the inception you had that in mind. But if after he already made up his mind, and then he uttered with his lips that the mother should be shlam, he retracted, that wasn't his original intention. He changed his mind, says, oh, wait a second, I don't want to be the whole thing, I just want to be the mother. But if the child should be an oila, so even if you retracted the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Aleichem Rabbi Meir, which is the amount of time generally that allows you for retraction, here the child is going to be, as was the entire entity, the fetus is part of the mother, it's going to be a shlam like the mother, because there is no halacha of retraction by hektish, even the amount of time that we usually give for retraction. So therefore it depends if you did the child first, so then you sanctified only that, and then the mother will be something else. But if you did the mother, that would depend if it was original intent or not. Halacha Beis continues with another thing regarding his speech, specifically if you sanctify only one part of the animal. So even if someone says, Yad shel zu'ayla, the hand of this animal should be ayla, or ragla shel zu'ayla, or the leg of this animal should be ayla. So what do? It can't just be one limb as a burnt sacrifice. So what you do is timochu l'chayav ha'aylas. You sell this animal for those who have an obligation to be good carbon ayla, and the demechul and the monetary proceeds you're getting is going to be unconsecrated because the animal is a regular animal. Chutz mid mei oisei eber, except for the monetary value of that limb, which that was the one limb that you had sanctified. So therefore, it's not chulin. And buhu now. So that's what you can do. You can sell it to someone else, but you can't really sell this animal for someone who is obligated in oila, because it's not going to be totally his oila, because that one limb will be that person who sanctified, that limb will be his oila, and the other part, the rest of the animal will be the one who has to bring it. So rather, has to be that the one who's obligated in the oila, who you're selling it to, Shekhanois, who's buying it, nader oila bidam kitsuvim. What he actually did was, he actually took a vow of an oila with a set amount of money, where that is what he actually has in this animal, so he didn't sanctify that he's going to bring a full oila, just $100, let's say, worth. And in the rest of the animal, let's say besides his hand or this leg, he has $100 worth, so he's going to be bringing oila and that monetary value, even though it's not the entire animal, his oila. Now, let's say, however, so that was regarding the hand or the leg. But let's say, but let's say he takes an animal, he says, the heart or the head of this animal should be oila. Oh, here it's different than the hand and the leg. Who, since what he sanctified was something that the soul of the animal depends on, it can't live without the heart or the head. It could without the hands and the foot. So therefore, it will only sanctify that limb. Here, the limb that's being sanctified is something that the whole body depends on. So then, kulayla, so we consider the whole animal as a totally burnt sacrifice. Now, let's say hikdash eber echem in the oif. Let's say the equivalent we just said with an animal. Let's say he sanctifies one limb of a bird. So actually, haritz a suffix in the skadish kulayla in the skadish. Here, it's a doubt if the whole bird is sanctified or not. And the reason for that is because by an animal is where the pasuk tells us this halacha of one limb being sanctified, where it says mikol ashehitu min lashem. Mikol is from even part of it. That's by behema, and this is not a behema. On the other hand, ultimately, it also says a terminology of carbon, ashei kribim in a carbon Hashem, and the bird is also carbon, so the Gemara does not resolve it, so it says the Rambam, that's a doubt if it's going to be totally sanctified or not by the bird, just like it applies by, is this the same as animal or not? Halacha Gimel continued with another halacha related to partial sanctification. If someone says, behemazu, this animal, chetzi oyla b'chetzi shlam, should be half an oil and half a shlam. So kachub in the kribbe, so it's sanctified, but it's not going to be sacrificed. The reason that is because it's an intermingling of two different sanctification, which obviously an animal cannot be half oil and half a shlam. Ella, rather, what you do is tira yipu bamum, you let it graze on the lubs of blemish, but timacher, then it's sold, the yavi b'chetzi demel, oyla b'chetzi demel shlam, and then you bring from half its proceeds an oyla, and half its proceeds a shlam. Let's say hoimuchuyev chatas. Let's say someone, because he can't make a ned and a dove and a chatas, so let's say someone was obligated in a chatas, in a sin offering. He had done a certain aveira. Bamani says that this animal, chetzi chatas, half of it should be for my chatas, the chetzi oilo shlam, and half of it should be an oilo or a shlam, whichever one. Or Shomri says, chetzi oilo shlam and the chetzi chatas, or he says, half of it's oilo or shlam and half of it is a chatas. So, Hari, which is the same thing, just reverse order. Hari Thomas, so this animal has to be left to die. Commissioners Bor, Bachatos, Ames, let's explain regarding those Chatoyas have to be left to die, which is in Perek Dalf and Hilchas Pesil Makdosh and Lacha Aleph, which Ram intends to talk about the case that of Chatosh Neskapu Baleha. If it's a Chatos that the owner has atonement from somewhere else, the animal is left to die. So, too, over here, since it's not sacrificed, because you can't be half Chatos, half Oilo slash Lamim, so you have to bring another Chatos. So, this is like you're going to have atonement with that one, and this is going to be like a Chatos Neskapu Baleha, and therefore it has to be left to die. Halacha Dalet, a similar case of behemes hashutfin, an animal that's owned by partners. Shehikdush echmem chetzi shaloi, where one partner, he owns 50% of the animal. So he sanctified that it should be a carbon, his half. And then v'chazav alaka chetzi ha'achav ekdisha, then he purchased from the partner his 50% shears, and then he sanctified that too. So hariz a kotcha kribet. So here actually it's different. Here the animal is going to be sanctified and it's going to be sacrificed. And the reason for that is because the Rambam rules like the man the amr the holds bali chaim in the dach. And the fact that it was a living creature and not slaughtered when it had this quasi sanctification which doesn't work like we said in the previous halacha. Here, as the Rambam explains, ava pishamit chalasad choyohisik shekdesh chetzia. Although from its inception it was rejected when he had only sanctified half of it, like we said in previous halacha, an animal cannot be halfway sanctified. In hadichu miikar dichu, this initial inceptive rejection is not considered as a rejection. Meaning, in this case, when it was rejected when it was still alive, when it was still a regular animal, and ava pishikadusha dam. Although when it was in its monetary state. It was sanctified, and it was rejected sanctification, seemingly, because it was only halfway sanctified. But, says Ram, Hoyvi Bali Chaim, since it was a living creature in that state when it wasn't valid, in Bali Chaim Nedachin, living creature cannot be rejected. And Vahari Niris Kula Krava, and ultimately, at the end of the day, when he does purchase the other 50% after he sanctified his half, he purchased the other half and he sanctified that too, Vahari Niris Kula Krava, and ultimately, it is all eligible to be sacrificed. Lefi good ticker there, it's gonna be sacrificed, it's a tamura, it's gonna make a tamura, it's considered like a regular carbon that is sanctified and is sacrificed. Halacha hey, continuing on to a different designation of sanctification when it makes a difference what type of words he uses. So if someone says demei behemazu oila, the monetary proceeds of this animal should be an oila. Oi harezu oila, or it should be an oila. So it depends. If this animal itself is fit to be sacrificed as an oila, for example, it's a male and it's unblemished. So in the skatcha kedusha gof, it actually gets physical sanctity, and that's the chiddush, even when he says demei behemazu. And it itself is sacrificed as an oila. Now, but if it's not fit to be brought as an oila, for example, it's blemished or it's a female, then timacher, it's sold, and you bring from its proceeds an oila. Halach avav could discuss it when you can't. When it's different than the previous case. Because let's say Amar al-Bahim Tzimeya, let's say it says regarding a non-kosher animal. Vokayetzeba, or some of the cases, Misuru carbon from those are prohibited as a carbon, Shein Kedusha Chalalim, with no sanctity could take effect in it on itself, because it's a Tumtum Mandragonus, it's a Trefer, it's a Climb, it's a Yetzedaifin, Hare Eilo Eilo. So if let's say he says on these animals that they are going to be an Eilo, so Lemaklum, he hasn't said anything. Like we explained in the halachas of Isur Mizbech, which actually, it seems like that this actually belongs at the end of the halacha, which it's referring to what the Rambam says within Paragim Halacha Yod, that if someone sanctifies Tumim Radreginus for the Mizbech, so it's like sanctifying a piece of wood or a stone, because sanctity cannot take effect on the body itself. It's like chulin for all practical purposes. And you sell it and you bring from its monetary proceeds whatever carbon you want to. That's when you say, Hare Eilu LeMizbeach, where you're intending to bring from the monetary proceeds for a carbon. Which just as the Rambam continues now, and he says, Amar, if he says, meaning what we just said now was loyim aklum. When he says, Hare elu oilo, it should be an oil, it can't be an oil, it's like a piece of wood. These are not, these are a suri carbon, it's a non kosher animal. But if he said Hari Elu le'ayla, that these should be for an ayla, it sounds like for the monetary proceeds to go towards an ayla. Oh, then of course they themselves cannot be used, and this is where it relates to the previous halacha. You rather yamachur their soul to the other b'nei an ayla, and you bring friends monetary proceeds as an ayla. Halacha Zayin discusses again regarding stipulations and the wording that the person uses, and not just a regular full fledged sanctity. Here, when it's actually for a limited time. If someone says, Dimei parazu la'ayla, kol shlesh mim, the monetary proceeds of this cow is to be used for an ayla for the next 30 days. Ula'acha shlesh mim l'shlam, and after the 30 days, its monetary proceeds should be used for a shlam. Oy shomor, let's say, says the other way around. Dimei l'shlam kol shlesh mim, the next 30 days, its monetary proceeds should be used for a shlam. Ula'acha shlesh mim la'ayla, and after 30 days for an ayla. Dimei kayam, his words are valid. And that is Vim Hikrav Demeh B'Tok Shlesh Mim. If you sacrifice from its monetary proceeds and a carbon within 30 days, maybe Ben Kamesh another. He brings like as he took a vow, whichever was the first one, there's Oyel Shlam. Vim Akriva L'Achash Shlesh Mim. And if he brings it a carbon after 30 days, maybe Kamesh another. He brings as he vowed, again, whichever was the one, that was the second one. Halacha Chaz continues with a different stipulation. Ha'isale Behemu Mu'uberes. Let's say he had a pregnant animal. Vamani says like this. Im Telit Zachar, if the animal is going to give birth to a male, Harei Oila, it's going to be an Oila, which is brought from a male animal. Vim Nikev, if it's female, Sefik Shlam, let it be a Karma Shlam. So Yold Zachar gives birth to a male, so Yikavalai, it's going to sacrifice the Oila. Yold Nikev gives birth to a girl, Tekev Zivu Shlam, you're going to sacrifice the Karma Shlam. Now let's say Yold Zachar Nikev, let's give birth to a boy and a girl, Hazachar Yikavalai, the male would be an Oila, but Nikev Zivu Shlam, and Nikev will be a Karma Shlam. Let's say Yold Shnei Zachar, let's give birth to two males. So here, Echad Yikavalai, so one would be sacrificed as an Oila. The Hasheni, the second one, Yimachar Litzorcha Ayla, will be sold for the purposes of an Ayla, but Vadam of Chulin, but its monetary proceeds are going to be Chulin. And the reason for that is because on both of them, the sanctity of Ayla takes effect, because he said, if it's male, it's going to be an Ayla. So both of them have to be used for an Ayla. However, he only vowed to bring one. So therefore, one of them will be brought for his nether, and the second one will be sold for the purpose of an Ayla, but the monetary proceeds, meaning his obligation, will not be on that proceeds, and therefore he'll be able to use that for Chulin purposes. So let's say it gave birth to two females. So Achas Tekev Shlam won't be sacrificed as a Shlam. Ushni, and the second one, Timach L'Tzorech Shlam, will be sold for the purpose of a Shlam, but Demei Chulin again, but its monetary proceeds are going to be Chulin. Let's say Yaldu Tumtum Ben Regulus, let's say it doesn't give birth to a male or a female. It gives birth to Tumtum, which doesn't have any signs of gender. Ben Regulus has both signs of gender. So Enim Kachim, they're not sanctified, Verim Chulin, they're considered as regular Chulin, Kamish Ben, like we explained in Paragim of Hanmechas Yisrum Ezbech Halacha Yud. And this, the Rambam tells us that over there in Hilchas Sur Mizbeach, that actually by Tum Vandreginus, it's actually sold and you bring from his proceeds whatever carbon you want to. That's over there where he says, Hare Eilu Mizbeach, where the intent is that the monetary proceeds should be brought as a carbon. But here where he explicitly says, Zachar or Nekeva, Tum Vandreginus is not including that at all. And therefore, even the monetary proceeds are going to be Chulun, like he said, Enim Kachar Vem Chulun. And finally, v'amakdash ubur b'mei balas mum. If someone sanctifies the fetus in the womb of a blemished animal, but kiyetzba or things similar like that, which are the mother animals is in the mizbeach, he's a kaddish that doesn't affect the status of the fetus, and the fetus will have that sanctity to be brought as a carbon.